On the Table, Topics for Toastmasters, a podcast production of Toastmasters District 10.
Getting their officer list on time and their officers trained. I tell them as a club coach, I will not be a club coach if you don't go to training, because you have to get trained and then I can build on those skills that you got from the training. But for having me starting from ground floor, I can't do that. It's not reasonable to ask me to train each one of you on your job. I will do what I need to when I can, but I can't train all of you from the ground floor. So I'll tell them that right off the bat.
Being a club coach takes a lot of skills, some stamina, and a really good sense of humor. Carol Prohinsky, Region 6 Regional Advisor, and I continue our conversation on being an exceptional club coach on the table. This is On the Table, Topics for Toastmasters, a podcast production of District 10 Toastmasters International. We're here to help Toastmasters advance with advice, tips, and hacks to earn the Distinguished Toastmaster Award. I'm your host, Kim Craggy, DTM. The Distinguished Club Program, or the DCP as most of us call it, is the critical metric for club coaches. This standard determines whether we've been successful or not as a club coach. Carol and I talked briefly about it and what she thinks is more important to start with.
I tell them as a club coach, I will not be a club coach if you don't go to training, because you have to get trained and then I can build on those skills that you got from the training. But for having me starting from ground floor, I can't do that. It's not reasonable to ask me to train each one of you on your job. I will do what I need to when I can, but I can't train all of you from the ground floor. So I'll tell them that right off the bat.
I think that understanding club rules and the DCP must be a critical part of being a successful club coach, because you got to know where you want to end up and your methodology of getting there.
Yeah.
What can a coach do to help a club understand the DCP or the club rules?
Okay. Well, I don't necessarily jump right into that. The DCP, I don't jump into right away at all. I focus on the club officer roles first, and without making it too solidified, giving them boundaries of what their role and the purpose of their role is. I guide them on that first, because I want them to know their job and making sure that they are doing their job. And I might focus on a couple individuals at first. One might be the president and the treasurer, because when we get new members, I want that VP of membership and I want the treasurer to know what to do with the process of how to process applications. And so I'll make sure that they know their job and that they're doing it well. And then I'll start focusing in on some of the other roles, like public relations. I always work with the president. I never leave the president alone, basically. And not to say I'm harassing that president, but I'm working with them constantly. And sometimes I don't have to say a thing. I'm just watching and learning. But I'm always paying attention to the president so that if I see something out of whack, that I can guide the president as soon as possible to make, I call it tweaking, to tweak it in a better frame. But I'm always also paying attention to making sure that we don't have violations of the charter. And sometimes it's so easy for a member or an officer to say, oh, let's do it this way. And I said, that's like outside of our charter. We're not allowed to do that. And just that one quick phrase will quickly put them back into, are we allowed to do something else? And they might propose something else. I said, yeah, there's no problem with that. So just guiding them with the basic structure of the club and their roles as officers is what I first focus on. Later, I will step into the DCP, Distinguished Club Program, guiding them on the three areas that allow them to be successful as a club. And I'll make sure that they know in advance that my goal is to make sure that they achieve distinguished status or better, and that I'm going to be working towards that goal. But I have to start first with the foundation, and that's I start with the foundation. And then when they are feeling a little bit more comfortable and confident, then I'll start bringing in the concept of the DCP and that they need to focus on the educational goals, making sure all the speeches are manual speeches, And then they need to work on the membership goals because we have to get our numbers up. And those also help towards the DCP. And then the last one is that they are getting trained and that they're getting their officer lists on time into the systems and so forth. The administration part, that dues are paid on time.
Speaking as a division director right now, if a club were to come to me and say, we need training right now, I would get a team of four people in as quickly as I could to help them get that training. But I never thought of that as being something I should offer the club coaches.
To train the club coaches or to
No,
help train the officers?
to help train the officers, to help the club coaches by training the officers.
It would be a big help if you have something going on, by all means, reach out to the club that is struggling and invite all of those officers to attend a special training session to help them work on their problems. I'm calling it the problems, but I have seen some really good clubs and I visited them, but they only have 8 members. But there's still something wrong with it because otherwise they would be much stronger. And so we have to, that requires a lot more exploration. But I do see some really good clubs that only have 8 members. But I do have to, when they're struggling and they're not happy at being at 8, then I have to help them try to figure out what's causing the problem of why they're stuck at 8. You have a club coach chair in your district. You have a club retention chair. We have area directors and division directors. We've talked about briefly. You have past successful coaches that you can always reach out to. And I hope your club coach chair does pull in the past coaches to have some training just for the club coaches on how to make sure that they're still successful. Either way, we have a set of priorities in front of us, and I make sure that we just keep focusing on those priorities, but I'm also celebrating along the journey that we get it, that we're learning.
Thanks a
Thank you.
lot, Carol.
All right, cheers. Good night.
Good night. It's pretty hard to condense 40 minutes of great advice from Carol down to 2 podcasts. Carol, thank you so much for giving us your time. Here's the big announcement that I promised. The District 10 Spring Conference in 2017 will be hosting International President-elect Bahraj Aruna Salem. That will be on April 29th in Cleveland, Ohio. Tickets will be going on sale shortly. You can find that at district10.org. Our music today is from incompetech.com. On the Table, Topics for Toastmasters is a podcast production of District 10. You can find us at district10.org. Meeting adjourned.